Hello and welcome to a very special little mini episodes of On the Time Lapse. To celebrate 30 years of EastEnders.
Hooray!
Happy birthday, EastEnders. How on earth could we approach this? You know, what do we, a Doctor Who podcast, have any business talking about EastEnders? I mean, we could always talk about Army of Ghosts.
Yeah.
In which they come up with a much more logical explanation for Dirty Den coming back from the dead than EastEnders itself ever managed. He's just a ghost. He didn't think his death. He's just a fucking ghost. So if only there was something back in our distant memory.
Yeah.
Something that somehow managed to combine Doctor Who with EastEnders.
Do you know of such a thing?
Well, Ben, in 1993, it was the 30th anniversary of Doctor Who, rather aptly for this podcast. And by way of celebration,
I don't know why we're milking this.
It's Dimensions in Time. It's the Children of the Special Dimensions in Time. From 1993. And Ben, as tradition, will now do the stats.
Some Dimensions in Time stats. So, Dimensions in Time by John Nathan Turner and David Roden. Part one and part... there's two parts to it. Part one was broadcast on Friday the 26th of November, 1993, at 8:07. And then the next part was the next night, Saturday the 27th of November 1993. It was part of Children in Need.
And the second part was as part of Noel's House Party.
Yes.
What were the ratings?
The ratings? 13.8 million for part one and 13.6 million for part two.
But those people were already watching Children in Need or Noel's House Party, I presume.
I don't know if that is the figure for the full programme that it is within.
Or the 7 minutes.
Just for the couple of moments it was on screen.
I see.
Oh God, where do we start with this?
Where do we start? Indeed, well, I suppose, you know, with the whole... Because, you know, happy birthday, EastEnders again. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I mean, the story goes that the only reason, much like I think was the same reason that the recent Red Dwarf special
was on Coronation Street
set, right, was that they had a way in.
Yeah.
And I believe Gary Downey, who obviously John Nathan Turner's partner, worked on EastEnders.
Yeah.
So it was easy for them to then pave the way to then do, like, and also Children in Need.
Sure.
As well. People want to do their bit for charity.
People love making a fool of themselves for children in need and comic relief. I don't think there is anybody listening who doesn't know that Dimensions in Time does not get a good rap when it comes to fandom. I wonder if there's EastEnders fans who hate it as much for the EastEnders aspects as Doctor Who fans do for Doctor Who.
I wonder. Hardcore, because I'm a fan of EastEnders. I would call myself a hardcore fan of EastEnders in a way, you know. Doctor Who is always my first love.
But okay.
It's maybe a bit extreme. But yeah, it's an odd thing, isn't it? I mean, in terms of, I don't think, you know, EastEnders fans. I remember actually talking about Children in Need.
Yeah.
They did a special a couple of years ago where EastEnders met up at Coronation Street.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I jokingly put up on Twitter, I was like, I wonder if EastEnders fans or Coronation Street fans have the same "is it canon" debate. I think the key thing is that what Doctor Who fandom was expecting in 1993
mm-hmm.
was a special featuring all five surviving Doctors.
Sure. Well, they thought they were going to get the In the Dark Dimension,
which was a 90-minute film.
Yeah.
Which was going to have, you know, we're going to have Tom Baker, Peter Davison, Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy, John Pertwee,
back and taken seriously,
Cybermen,
yeah,
all sorts. What it got
was the worst possible compromise.
Yeah. Basically, which was, and I think the thing is, and I think that this is why it gets a bad rap. I think if Doctor Who had still been hearty and healthy back in 1993, it was still going, it was still on the telly, people were still watching it. I think first of all, In the Dark Dimension would have happened, or something of that ilk.
Yeah.
Much in the same way that EastEnders at the moment is hugely popular. And I think on its 30th anniversary, which is today, happy birthday, EastEnders, there's going to be like 90 minutes worth of EastEnders on.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there's like an hour special and then there's a flashback episode. I'm hoping that because it's the 30th anniversary, they're going to return the favour And the reason, the way they get back to the night Lucy was murdered is like in the TARDIS or something. That'd be nice.
With a constantly
or through the time space visualizer.
Or do you think Lucy Beale's head will be floating around in space pickled?
Pickled like gherkins in a jar. No, I hope that the 30th anniversary special we said is opens with all the dearly beloved past EastEnders characters that have died. Just their really horrible waxwork heads floating over the Thames.
There is something truly offensive with opening Dimensions in Time by showing
with the disembodied heads of William Hartnell and Patrick Troughton. Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
Something truly offensive because as dead actors,
yeah,
it looks like they have just hacked off a corpse's head.
It does look like a corpse's head.
Yeah,
because it's not even. Yeah, it's like because there's sort of sallowness behind the eyes.
Sure.
It's horrible. Yeah,
why couldn't they have done like what they did in The Five Doctors and just had like archive footage that then kind of floats away into a video effect?
Because it was 3D. This is the worst thing. It was 3D, so those disembodied heads are popping out at you.
Yeah.
Although I remember the 3D didn't really work.
Okay, well, what is your memory of this? Because I remember watching this when it was on.
Yeah, me too. I remember I got into Doctor Who in 1992. Because I think that was when they'd start, Alan Yentob had started these repeats on BBC Two. And I was a bit kind of, I mean, I hadn't bought any videos or anything like that. I kind of just watched it on the telly, but yeah. I really liked it. And I remember my mum and dad getting the Radio Times for that week and it having that big, that cover of like all five Doctors on the
Pudsey. Holding Pudsey.
Yeah, and there was like a little. Was there like a little inlay, or was it just maybe just a?
I can't remember that.
I know there was one for the TV movie. There was like a big sort of like pull out section.
Sure.
But yeah, all holding Pudsey, and it was like the 3D glasses. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. And then on the actual night, the 3D, I was just like, you know, you'd have the glasses on, you take the glasses off, you put the glasses back on.
There's nothing going on here.
Like, no change. So I remember that, and I remember John Pertwee. I do remember being quite delighted to see John Pertwee on Noel's house party.
Yeah.
Because I would have seen the Sea Devils at that point, and maybe the Green Death. I'm not sure. I can't remember when that was repeated. But I'm like, oh, cool. It's John Pertwee on there.
He does look a bit elderly and pissed off.
Yeah, he does.
Because, I mean, like, this, the Dimensions in Time is not commercially available for a number of very good reasons.
Because the thing is, they say that, oh, you know, because it was for charity, nobody was paid, so we can't release on DVD. Time crashes on DVD.
Yeah.
So,
but it does exist on YouTube. And
yes,
one of the versions of Part 2 is the lead-in from Noel's house party.
Yes.
And John Pertwee.
Well, no, Part 1.
Was
part, so, I think they cut... I remember rightly, during the night they cut to Noel, to Crinkly, Noel and Crinkly Bottom.
Oh god, do you remember Noel's house party?
Noel's party,
it was brilliant.
It was great.
I loved it. I loved when he would get the newspaper and he would read the newspaper and there would be like a joke about his bottom.
His crinkly bottom.
On the sports pages for some reason.
Yeah.
God, Noel's, if you're listening from anywhere else in Britain, Noel's house party.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to explain?
If you're listening from anywhere else in Britain, this episode is not for you. So I remember it being introduced in Noel's house party, and because at that point, EastEnders, I had a very passing acquaintance with.
Sure.
I remember going, "Oh, okay, EastEnders. It's Doctor Who and EastEnders. That'll be cool."
No.
And then it started, and those horrible heads in space.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's all I really remember of it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the second night. I remember the vote coming in.
Yeah.
Because obviously the other big thing.
Ah, no, the vote. Let's.
In these days of phone voting, but this was early 1993. They held a vote to decide who was going to help out the Doctor.
Yes.
At the start of Part 2, in his fracas with Irani.
Yeah.
And it was between Mandy and Big Ron. Who remembers Big Ron?
It was indeed. And Mandy won the phone vote, according to Dimensions in Time and Space book by Mark Campbell. He's got a little handy little stats and things. Apparently, the whole Enterprise Doctor Who added £101,000 to children in need. That's how much it raised as a, you know, as a thing.
People didn't like it, but hey, it raised £100,000 for children in need. Isn't that good enough?
Well, look, I mean, I take it for what it is, which is that it's just a stupid thing that you never need to worry about. But I think it's symptomatic of... Doctor Who fans are very uncomfortable with that. And I think I spoke a couple of episodes ago about that kind of wilderness period where people were very sensitive to Doctor Who being treated as a joke. And Doctor Who... just look, it looks the Doctor Who element of that thing, it looks like shit.
Yeah,
you know, because what we've got is all the colourful 80s doctors.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of aged actors who don't look great back in their skimpy little costumes, and you know, it also has the weird idea, it's very Alice in Wonderland. It feels like there's no logic from how one thing happens.
None of it makes
scenes.
Any sense.
It's like a dreamscape.
In fact, my only note on it, it's just in capital letters, what is happening?
Sure, like, why is the Doctor getting out of a helicopter at one point? like that kind of... And,
yeah.
I mean, my memory watching it is that I didn't really know much Doctor Who before that point, but I definitely had seen the Five Doctors.
Okay.
So I thought Doctor Who, for a brief period of time, was... that every episode was that all the Doctors would team up. That would always happen, you know, because I think when you, like, in that wilderness period, you always go for the showboating Doctor Who episodes.
Yeah.
So I'd seen like five, I think I'd seen the two, I think I knew there was a three Doctors, and I was like, oh, well, they must do this, like, I don't know, once a series. And I thought, that's what happened, that's what always happened.
I think there's a thing about that with Doctor Who, that when you first get into it, certainly during the wilderness years, and you knew there was these multi-Doctor stories, you kind of sought those out.
Sure.
Because they were like novelties.
They were
exciting,
like the introductions to,
things.
I think, yeah.
This is not that.
It is so far away from that. So far away.
But the main reason we're talking about it, EastEnders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I like Doctor Who, but unlike you, I have no knowledge of EastEnders at all, though my missus does, and when she was watching it with me, yes, I visited that upon another human being. She was like pointing out the continuity errors. We're going like, but that character's dead, so how could he logically be older?
The bits in 2013 where the John Pertwee's talking to Pauline Fowler and Kathy Beale, both of those women are now dead. One of those actors is now dead.
Yeah.
So, I think so, Wendy Richards is...
Yes, Wendy Richards died, yeah.
But I mean, you know, as the Doctor's always fond of saying, time's in flux.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So in 1993, when he travelled to 2013, Pauline Fowler had not been murdered by the guy who used to narrate Mr. Ben.
Yeah, but
And Kathy Beale hadn't been killed in an off-screen car crash just to facilitate a storyline involving Phil Mitchell and his son.
These words mean nothing to me. I just thought it was great that she was getting as irate at the EastEnders bits as I was about the Doctor Who bits.
Yeah, there's so much about Doctor Who and EastEnders. I mean, there's that whole... I think it's mentioned Johnny Dornabook. There was like a suggestion that because EastEnders had started, that it was taking money.
Yeah.
Because it was a serial, the series and serials department had lost money for Doctor Who, which is nonsense.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing is that where we are now, for the BBC, I would argue that EastEnders and Doctor Who are its biggest shows. Especially at the moment, I think EastEnders is, it's kind of become more than a soap opera. It's actually become, on its good days, like a proper human drama.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly well written.
Yeah.
Incredibly well acted. There's some incredible performances. And the same with Doctor Who. They both kind of got to this stage now in 2015 where the sort of jokes and the kind of sort of sniffy opinions about them don't hold as much water as they used to, if any water.
Yeah.
Because the shows are just knocking it out of the park. And, you know, which is why EastEnders for its 30th anniversary is doing pretty much what Doctor Who did.
Yeah.
A massive fanfare. There's a big thing, I think, on... I think they're going to have... They've got Graham Norton at the start of the week. There's a whole thing. They're showing the first episode...
Of EastEnders.
Of EastEnders. Okay. They're showing that, like they did with... It's not on BBC4, they were showing the red button, so you can see just... The BBC still holds it in slightly less regard.
So they're not going to do, like, an EastEnders simulcast or in cinemas around the world.
Imagine that. Find out who killed Lucy Beale in cinemas across the world.
Just, there's a lot of American EastEnders fans queuing up outside of Manhattan cinemas.
They can't wait to find out who did it. But, I mean, it's great. I mean, that, like, I love EastEnders, love Doctor Who, because I think, you know, they're kind of emblematic of British television at, you know, at its best.
Yeah, and yeah, you are right, they're now, 20 years later, they're big, big properties. They managed to pick themselves up from dimensions in time and move on.
But I think, I mean...
And conquer the world.
I think the subsequent Doctor Who children needs specials and stuff like that show this off, is that I think the reason Dimensions in Time is so, like, I don't want to say picked on, but, like, you know, so badly looked at, is because we were still, well, I say we, I hadn't a clue what was going on, but fans, you know, that had grown up with the show and that were kind of, I'd been sort of told, oh, you know, we'll bring it back one day, we'll bring it back. Yeah. And then, oh, there's going to be a 30th anniversary video. And what they get is a little children needs sketch.
Yeah.
I still think that if Doctor Who had been on and they'd just done a silly sketch where the TARDIS materialises in Albert Square and has a laugh with Frank Butcher, the Mitchell brothers, you know, Pauline Fowler and all this kind of thing. If they'd done that, everybody would have been, oh, what fun.
Yeah.
Much like we had the Doctor materialising on Call the Midwife a couple of years ago. For children in need.
Yes, and there was also, do you remember 2 years ago, the start of the National Television Awards?
Yes, where he went and, you know, where Matt Smith,
the Doctor, took Dermot O'Leary, the host, around various... shows up in Call the Midwife, shows up in Downton Abbey.
Yeah, yes, so EastEnders again. Yeah. I think he meets up with Doc Branagh.
Yeah. Coronation Street.
Yeah, Coronation Street.
Doesn't the Doctor get a mouthful of abuse from
somebody?
Becky McDonald, is it?
Something. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you know, it's that thing. It's that now the place we are now is that, you know, you can have a little children need muck about for the Doctor.
Yeah.
And you can either take that as a bit of fun.
Sure.
Or you can forget it. You know, you don't have to regard it as part of the overall canon.
Yeah.
But the way Doctor Who fandom was at the time, that this was it. Dimensions in Time was our new bit of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And it was a weird, very badly written, nonsensical fuck around. Do you know the best bits in Dimensions in Time? I think we should wrap this up and do the sort of best scenes.
Okay.
My favourite scenes are the bit where Lala Ward turns up in the Arches and she meets the Mitchell brothers. I said, oh, I'm looking for the Doctor. And Phil Mitchell's like, oh, the Doctor, he lives in the square, Dr. Legg. That's the only Doctor that lives around here. And then she goes off and she's walking past the market and she gets dragged into the Vic. And Frank Butcher's walking past, and Mike Reed just almost looks directly to camera like Tom Baker, adjusts his glasses and goes, well, I've seen them thrown out, Vic. I've never seen them thrown in. I love it. I love those two bits.
Yeah.
I think they're great. The rest of the time, it's just rubbish.
Yeah.
It's just the Doctor just running around a set.
Yeah. That's all you can say about it.
Although I do like the bit,
but it haunts it. Absolutely,
yeah, it haunts Doctor Who.
And now through this, we hopefully it will haunt EastEnders as well.
Well, no, I hope that EastEnders' 30th anniversary special is looked back on more fondly than Doctor Who.
Well, I mean, I hope that EastEnders fans listening, if you are, don't take this as a vindictiveness.
No, not
like
at all.
Like we're trying to ruin the celebration by going, yeah, but do you remember what you did? Do you remember when that happened? It's all sunshine, is it? Look at that, 1993.
My other favourite bit is in the end of part one of Dimensions in Time, and the camera's panning round the upstairs of the Vic.
Yeah.
and there's all like old Doctor Who monsters.
Yes.
Like, I said, how did they get up there?
Yeah.
I can't remember who was running the Vic in 1993.
You know that.
I think it was Sharon and Phil. No, Grant. And it's like, well, why did they let all those monsters up the stairs? Because people live up there. But there's a bit where a tractator is like poking his head out the top window of the Vic. And it's clearly just somebody poking the prop with a stick.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. There's some very uncomfortable bits.
Like, I never want
to... Like, why is Liz Sladen in that costume again?
Yeah.
The costume she's on record is saying, I hate that fucking costume.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, why is Leela now dressed like a little...
Like
yeah,
American.
Like she's just went to a costume shop, she's on her way to a party and she's dressed as like Pocahontas. It's
yeah, none of it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Dimensions in Time is one of those mad things where somebody goes, wouldn't it be a fun idea to put the BBC's sort of two of the BBC's best love programmes together and we'll do like a little fun adventure. And I think in the hands of somebody, because the thing is, it's written by John Nathan Turner and David Roden.
Yeah.
David Roden, as far as I'm aware, is a somebody John Nathan Turner met through various fan circles and conventions. Yeah. And John Nathan Turner was
He didn't have a track record as a writer before this point.
And nor did John Nathan Turner.
No.
So I think in the
David Roden's written some big finishes recently, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah.
But I think in the hands of somebody with maybe a more assured track record in writing for either Doctor Who or EastEnders, it could have been a laugh.
Well, no, do you know what it screams? Because the difference between Doctor Who old and new is that Doctor Who new has got a brand management now.
Yes, well that's...
It looks like there's no such thing as...
That's true.
Nobody had brand management in 1993, and that's why we get Dimensions of Time.
That's true, that's true.
I don't know
what else to say. I just thought we should really discuss Dimensions in Time today.
Well, happy birthday, EastEnders.
Happy birthday, EastEnders.
Genuinely heartfelt happy birthday.
Abby Branning totally did it.
And I'm glad. I'm glad, as you said, that both of these programs, EastEnders, Doctor Who, have been able to get over that blip in their past and become all powerful. In 2014.
Here's to 30 more years of EastEnders. Get out of my pub.